the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never O'Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein, Junior Mark Davila. You know what I was thinking about? All the bullshit little fears we used to have when we were younger, and they seemed so important at the time, and now they're fucking meaningless. You remember being in school, and oh no, I didn't do my homework.
Well, I never really worried about that, because I never did my homework.
Well, I'm
notoriously bad at doing my homework.
There's always shit like that, though, you know? And it's like, that was like the biggest thing in the world. And, you know, look at it now. Like, what the f- that was nothing.
I fucking despised homework. I don't want to leave somewhere I hate and have to think about it some more.
It is kind of bullshit. I mean, you're in school for like 8 fucking hours. That's enough. If you can't get that shit into your head during that time, taking shit home's not going to help you.
Ugh. Math class, I would never do my homework, and I'd like, but they'd never check it. Or sometimes I'd scramble and get it done in the homeroom. Or
I would do the, you know, begging people to let me copy during homeroom when I didn't have my work. Did you do your homework? Can I copy? Like, nah, yeah, no, come on.
I didn't talk to very many people, so.
Well, me either, but there'd be a few people that they'd feel guilty, because like, come on, man, give me the homework.
Plus, homeroom, I would always show up like right, like when you had to. Like my friend Dan and I, actually, first I used to hang out with this other guy, Stilts, I think his name was.
Fucking Mr. Popular over here. Two friends?
Jimmy Stilts, I forget his name. I think it was Stilts.
It was because he always wore stilts?
Well, it was something like name like that. He actually invited me to a Halloween, it was the weirdest Halloween party. Where no one dressed up or anything. It was just a bunch of dudes. No girls. Just dudes. Hanging out. Eating candy and cookies and stuff.
And jerking off.
And listening to music. That was
You were little kids. Where are you getting girls from? What do you think? You're going to have a blowjob party?
You're in high school. It was like 9th grade.
Yeah, still little kids.
Was his name Still? I forget. But anyways, all of a sudden I started hanging out with this other kid named Dan. And I stopped hanging out with Stills, whatever his name was.
I like Stilts better.
Stilts. I think that was his name. Stilts. So Stilts was mad at me. We lost our friendship.
You know what? You're not friends to this day.
With any of them.
That was, yeah.
Any of my school. They're all school friends. I never hung out with them outside. Other than that party. I remember once they asked me to go out with them on Halloween. I'm like, I don't know. My mom will let me. Like, I was always afraid my mom wouldn't let me do stuff, so I never asked.
Yeah, you know what?
Instead of asking, I just like, well, she's probably not going to let me.
I'm not friends with anyone from high school either. I don't know any of. You know, there's a couple people that I could get in touch with, maybe.
A couple people I jerk off to with their yearbook pictures.
But no, that's about it. I haven't looked at me. Those are ugly yearbook pictures. Bad styles back then.
I'm friends on Facebook with a couple people, but I'm not talking to them on there.
Yeah, like, I don't have acquaintances.
I'm kind of confused why I'm even on there. Like, why are we what is the point of us being Facebook? Every once in a while, they'll like something I say. And that's about it.
Well, you know what it is. As soon as you get a Facebook account, you're kind of just like, who do I know? Who could be my friend?
Some of these people weren't even on there from the beginning. I just, like, found them later on. I'm like, oh, there's... Like, a couple months ago, I saw my friend Abraham, and I was like... I was hovering over the ad from, like, oh, what's the fucking point? I don't need to be friends with him anymore.
I know. What are you doing with that? Yeah, okay, we're Facebook friends. We're not going to be corresponding. We're not going to meet up later.
If we did, it would just be fucking weird.
I was thinking about when I was in school, one of my scams was when I knew I was failing a subject. Like, I mean, this is like younger, maybe like 7th, 8th grade. And I knew like I failed math or something. So when the report card would come, I would get to the mailbox before my parents, open it up, and see that I failed. So then... for the next week, I'm preparing my parents. The whole week, I'm like, yeah, I don't think I did that good in math. I don't know. I mean, maybe like, I bet, like, I'd be lucky to get a C. I probably got a D, really. I don't know. Not that good. I know it. I know. Yeah, I mean, I tried. And I would do this the entire week. And then, next week, I go out to get the mail, and, you know, I just slip the report card back in there. And then, of course, I hear some, why'd you open it? Like, oh, well, I just wanted to check it real quick.
I don't know. I didn't really do that. I went up that. They have these midterm reports you get, like 5 weeks.
Progress reports.
Progress reports, yeah. And I'd get it, and I'd crumble it up, put it in my pants, and then...
Rub your balls on it, come on it, and now take it,
and my mother would never see it. And I think I remember doing that for a report card once. But it's hard to do because they're expecting the report card.
Yeah.
The progress reports can kind of slip by without the...
You might have some lax parents, they even forget report cards come. I'm like, oh, yeah.
And sometimes you'd have your parents sign shit.
Yeah, that is
true. I remember I would... every once in a while, I'd...
Forge. Yeah.
Which is like a federal crime or something.
Not for school.
You don't think so?
Federal crime has to do with the government.
Federal offense.
Public school, I don't think they give a fuck.
That's the government.
No.
What a waste.
Going to school? Well, not really.
I mean... I don't know. You know what?
You learn the basics.
What percentage of everything you know now you learn in school, you think?
Not
much. I'd say 20% maybe. Because I've learned a lot more the last 10 years of having the internet and just reading shit online... And then relearning things they taught you in school that were totally wrong.
Listen, school is... I mean, there's a lot of shit that they try to teach you. Most of it is kind of useless. Most of it you don't use. The thing is, they teach you the basics. And it's about kind of like socialization, learning how to deal with other people.
Well, that worked out well for me.
Yeah, me too. But I learned how to stay away from them. That worked out well. But, I mean, that's basically it, you know? Because, like, knowledge-wise, you don't get a lot. Maybe picking up good study habits, stuff like that. Like, learning, like, how to actually, you know, take a class and how to do the work. And that might help you later on in, you know, in the actual workforce. But, like, you know, knowledge-wise, you know, you're not really getting a lot out of it. As you said, a lot of the stuff is bullshit. George Washington didn't chop down any fucking trees.
And most of my school life, I was too obsessed with chicks, too.
You were a fucking pussy monster.
But you know what? They're just distracting. You know, I hate to say it, but all male schools probably, you get more work done.
No, because then you just turn gay, and it's like, oh my God, can you imagine their cocks?
No, probably not.
Holy shit.
But it makes sense, doesn't it?
No, I think you're more fixated on women because they're not even there to look at.
Because there was, you know, I remember the greatest pleasure I'd get, and this is so pathetic.
Was touching my dick up against another dick.
No. I'd be sitting in my chair at school, and you know you'd have your knees like up against the chair in front of you, and the girl would be like slouching, and when she got up and it would touch my knees, I'd be like, that'd be like the greatest thing ever. Like, she'd be kind of slouching and not touching my knees, but then she'd sit up for some reason and touch my knees. I'd be like, oh, sorry. I'd be like, oh.
Any kind of female contact.
Yeah, because it would be years before I'd get, you know, I had one girlfriend throughout school.
Years. Decades.
No, this is high, early. This is like ninth grade.
Exactly. Decades.
12th grade, I had one girlfriend. And then I guess the girlfriend of that would have been, I don't even fucking know.
20 years
old. Do you remember? I don't even remember.
What am I remembering?
Who my second girl? I don't remember what was the second. I guess it would be.
It's Robin.
The one in the mall. I guess. Yeah, I guess that was it. I don't even remember. There wasn't even between. A lot of guys dated in high school, like you know, innocent type dating where nothing really went on. But
yeah,
I didn't even do that shit.
Yeah, like you know.
That's a good thing to do because it's a good way to learn how to operate around the opposite sex and the. You're not having sex and you're not seeing each other much, but you're just communicating.
And not even much of that. Because, you know, it's just in class and that's pretty much all you see them. And it's, you're not having a lot of conversations in class.
But you had a girlfriend and you were having sex and it didn't help you at all.
Yeah.
It's very strange. You're an enigma because you...
What you fucking call me? That's racist. What the fuck, man?
Usually, once you open those gates up, you're free. You know, you're just like, all right, I'm good.
Yeah. I had a girl... My first girlfriend I had when I was 10.
I didn't have any of that shit.
Yeah, I lost my virginity at 14. Yeah, it meant nothing.
Yep.
Then after that, I didn't have another woman till I was 21.
Although, at least four or five girls asked me out from elementary school through middle school and high school. And I was too afraid to say yes.
You didn't have sex with them, but they, like, you know, use their hand or something. Yeah.
No, I didn't. I said, in elementary school, they're like, hey, I remember they used to say, this is something that went around, they said a lot. Kristen kind of likes you, they would say to me.
Kind of? When she's a little more sure of herself, tell her to come back. Fuck this.
That's what I should have said. If I could quantum leap style back into myself then. Well, I think it was that you don't want to fully commit. Like, she likes you. Like, no. But if it's like, no, I'm not interested.
Well, listen, you got to play cool, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
She kind of, you know, she sort of kind of, you know, maybe if you're interested, she'd think about going out. She'd think about going to the mall with you.
Yeah, well, I can't get to the fucking mall because my parents aren't going to take me.
Then
right?
Fucking she started dating this other dude who put her initials in his head. I don't know what kind of parents he had that let her put some fifth grader put her initials in his head of a girl.
Steve, are you carving initials in your head with that pocket knife?
K.H., Kristen Holt, who moved away and came back in high school and she was hot.
No, wait, was it like scar tissue carving it or just like in his hair?
In his hair. You know, okay. That was all the rage in the 80s, 90s, early 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, people. I think I did one year. I got the lines and the size, like the three lines.
You got the fade?
Yeah, the three lines.
Yeah, I didn't do that stuff.
Yeah, a lot of people did. Vanilla Ice was big in that.
Yeah, you know what hair I had back in the 80s? Same hair I got now.
Well, my mom, you know, I don't know why she let me do it. I think she let me do that during the summer.
Yeah, you're not going to go to school. Everyone can see
you. Yeah, you don't want to look looking stylish at school. We'll do it during the summer and no one sees me. That's a great idea, Ma.
And you get to wear nice clothes in the summer.
Here's a pair of Nikes, but only during the summer. We don't want to see those kids seeing you in expensive sneakers when you're in school.
Come on. What would they think?
What kind of household are we running here?
Yeah. What kind of parents would they be?
So she asked me, and then in middle school, I remember this one girl, and in retrospect, I should have answered differently, but the girl goes, hey, Vanessa blah blah likes, I don't remember her name. And I literally...
Oh, the Hampton blah blahs? That's a good family.
But they go, Vanessa likes it. I'm like, I don't know who that is. Oh, okay. And then she walked away. I should have said, sure. I don't know who the fuck she is, but I'll do it. I'm in.
One of the many girls you just used to stare at for hours on end?
No, I had no idea who she was. Like, they said some girl's name, and I never heard of her. So I said, I don't know who that is. I told the truth. I was being truthful, Mark. And it backfired. Because you're like, oh, okay, I'll let her know.
It's funny how I never, was never capable of picking up on all that, all those social things that we're all supposed to learn.
See, I should have said, who? Where? Where is she? And they got to look at her. And then later on, I think I looked in the yearbook, but it was too late by then.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I love, don't you wish you could do that now in the real life? Like, hey, go tell that guy I want a job.
Hey, that guy over there, he says he's thinking about wanting to work here. So, oh, him? Oh, yeah, tell him to come on over.
He kind of wants to work here. And you see me, like, shuffling my feet, looking at the ground when you look over at me.
All right. Okay. He can have a job. Okay.
I used to do the old, all right, go tell her I like her. Okay. And then you would stand there, and it's like, so, because you were standing, like, waiting, like, presenting. Never really worked. Well, actually, it did work because I had my friend get the girl's number from the corn dog stand.
Yeah, but she was a super whore, though, so you lucked out.
She wasn't. She had sex with, like, two people, including me at the time. Although she claimed, but I'm pretty sure it's true.
Why are you assuming it's true?
Because
you know she was seeing both you guys at the exact same
time?
Yeah,
and those were the two guys.
That's what you want to believe?
Yeah.
The girl has only been with two guys? The two guys happen to be
she
at the
same
time?
She was very young, Mark.
Okay.
Very young.
Okay.
And she didn't seem all that, whatchamacallit. Don't forget, I met her and I didn't have sex with her for like 2 years after. We stopped talking to each other for like 8 months or a year.
Yeah, okay.
So I think it probably was true.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Because she wasn't, I don't believe she was putting out when I first met her.
Yeah.
Why
would she?
I don't know. I think she was still like 16 then too.
Yeah, 16-year-olds don't funk.
Or she said, I don't remember. I was young too. To me, if you're like 18 or 19, you're dating a 17-year-old, that's not a big deal. Well, although I guess if I had a daughter, I'd be pissed about it. But and when you look at it, it's like it's only 2 year difference.
I know that really doesn't really mean anything, you know. An 18-year-old and yeah, a 2 year difference isn't a big deal.
Yeah.
If you're 4 and your girlfriend's 6, you know.
And the other girl asked me, I was in gym class. Someone, you know, the same thing. You know, Karen over there likes you, and I was like, but other people around, and she was kind of like a band geek, and she wasn't unattractive really. I mean, she wasn't. disgusting or anything, but I was like, I can't download. I can't be seen. Meanwhile, what else do I got? I got nothing.
Yeah, you know, same thing happened to me once. I was in gym class, and somebody came up to me and said, "Hey, Mr. Maz guy, the gym teacher likes you." And so we saw each other for a little while. You know, I mean, he was a nice guy. One time, the gym teacher decided he was going to change his clothes with his office door open. And we just, you're just sitting on the bleachers, because that's what we did during gym. We just fucking sat there. As long as you wore shorts, you got a passing grade.
Yeah, I've seen gym teachers get dressed. They always got in their gym gear.
It's weird. It's like, you just turn your head and like, what the fuck? And there he is just in his underwear.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Yeah, it's weird.
Then there's this other girl in high school. I would always stay, because I was a loser, I'd stay after and just wander the hall. I had nothing to do, but I'd just stay after school. I don't know why I did it, but eventually I started doing it because this girl, I don't remember her first name, but her last name was Lion, L-O-Y-O-N.
You're lying, man.
She
fucking lying.
Would say hi to me every day. Every time I saw her in the hall, she'd say hi. And dummy, fucking dumbass, didn't do anything about it. I just kept hanging about. So like,
anything about it? Like, hit her? What are you going to do about it?
How about talk back to her?
Don't talk back to her. Don't give her that attitude.
Like, hey, how you doing? You want to hang out sometime? Nope. I just stood around waiting for her to say hi to me again, hoping she'd take, you know, a little bit more of a...
Hoping she'd become a man and take some initiative.
And then one time she took my picture when she was going by.
Hey, give that back, you bitch. Give me back my picture.
I just so stupid. Why?
Why are you stupid?
Why was I so stupid back then?
Are you smart now?
I don't know if it would have changed anything. Like, if I would have... if I would have fake dated her for 2 years in 10th and 11th grade. But I don't know if it changed.
You would have went to prom together.
No.
Junior prom.
Perhaps.
See?
I didn't go to prom.
Yeah, because you didn't have her. It would have changed everything. You would have been a prom king. He would have been the belle of the ball.
I guess my mom would have given me money for that shit too, apparently.
She'd pay you to go to the prom?
No, like, you know, I have to buy the tickets and the corset and all that.
It's a corsage, by the
corset?
Way. Corset? No.
Corsage?
A corset is an entirely different thing. You're wearing a corset.
Well, she's got it. She has a gut. No, I don't know. Well, I guess my mom said that, you know, she would have paid because she's, you know, big on that shit. I don't know.
She's a woman.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal for them.
Me?
They don't know that guys don't give a fuck.
Me? I'm going to sit in my room. That's what I'm doing.
In the movies, guys care about prom because they're going to fuck a chick for the first time there. Whoever the prom date's gonna be, there's some scam going on where they're getting them to a hotel room afterwards and they're gonna fuck them. But in reality, I hear there's a lot of group things. Like, you might have a prom date, but there's a lot of, like, you know, there's a group of people.
It didn't sound like that much fun to me.
It's not like the fucking movies, man.
It didn't seem fun to me. Like, let's go eat dinner, and then we'll listen to some shitty music, and then that's it.
Dancing.
And literally, who the fuck was I asking? I couldn't even talk to a girl who said hi to me, and you think I'm asking a girl to prom? I couldn't take that kind of rejection. That's why I didn't take my SATs. I'm like, well, what if I do bad on them? I just won't take them. It's better.
Yeah, what difference does it make? None.
You go to prom? No, I don't want to. Or, you go to prom? Nope, can't find anyone to go. They all said no. I do.
I asked like 8 girls, all said no. Some of them laughed. Yeah. Some of them didn't say no, but I mean, they laughed so hard you couldn't say much of anything. So I don't know.
Hey, did you take your SATs? Nah, I like sleeping in. I didn't take them. See, I'm too cool for SATs.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, I got 20. That was my SAT score.
Technically, it's you can't get less than like a 400 because you get that many points if you're writing your name. I think I misspelled my name.
Yeah, well, so you know, I forgot my pencil, so I was fucked.
I pricked my finger and tried to write it in blood.
Oh, you know what?
It got pretty smeary.
The girl in gym class I rejected later on lent me a pencil after I got berated by the history teacher.
You motherfucker. You dumb piece of shit.
Because we had a test, and I'm like... yeah, I don't got a pencil. Does anyone got a pencil for this idiot? That's his day. I'd like to kick that fucker's ass. He used to wear a bow tie. That was his thing.
Farrakhan.
And he was a student. He's one of those guys with a student teacher, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, they get hired for some reason. Like, yeah, nowadays, if you're a student teacher, you have to move to Florida. Back then, there was room for you.
Nah, that's the thing. No one wants to retire anymore. Please, try and become a teacher.
So he's, you know, he's berating me in front of the whole class, and she's like, here you go. I'm like, you know what? I should have said yes to this girl.
You never learn, man. You never learn.
I know what geeky girls were putting out back then, a lot of them. Like, because you wouldn't think so.
Well, I mean...
Although not a lot of people in my school are having sex that I heard of. I heard of a couple people.
Yeah, I don't know how much sex was going on. I mean, there's always some. Probably not as much as you...
Did people know you had sex? Did you brag about it?
Some people knew.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Not really. Didn't do me any good. That some people knew. Made no difference to me.
I don't know what kind of rumors went around about me, but probably mostly like, hey, who's the new kid? They always forgot that I went to school there.
You know there were no rumors going on about you, right? Not a one.
You don't think there's any, like, what's with that quiet kid? He's going to kill everybody? This is pre-Columbine.
Yeah, so there was no he's going to kill anyone. Back then, no one thought about that kind of stuff.
A lot of people thought I was smart.
Yeah, if you don't talk to anybody, it's just assumed that you're smart. Even though you're flunking. You're like a senior in your ninth grade math.
You know, I hear the biggest laughs I ever got in school was middle school.
You took your dick out.
It was like seventh grade middle school. And I was in Mr. Sword's class. And he's like, all right, here's your homework. And I'm like, I think I might have thrown it away by mistake in the other classroom. And for some reason, I really thought I did because I threw a bunch of papers away. And I thought I actually did it this time. And I don't have it. He's like, well, go find it. So I go to the other classroom. There's a class There's a class being given.
Well, the kids are taking the class. The teacher's giving the class.
So I got to go back. We had teams in that one. So everyone had to go went to the same teachers. But it didn't matter.
Like that Twilight shit? I'm team Bella.
Mm-hmm. So I walk in. It was a student teacher at the time. And he's like, can I help you? And I just, no. And I went over to the garbage and started picking through the garbage. And the class is cracking up because I'm rummaging through the trash. There's gum in there. And he's like, what are you doing, Mike? I'm like, yeah.
Some dude came in a tissue that was in there.
I threw away my homework. I don't remember if I found it or not. I don't think so. That was embarrassing. That and walking to the wrong classroom was also very embarrassing.
Yeah.
You get that foreign feeling, like, that split second, you're like, what is going on? I don't recognize
any
of these
people. It's like, you look for your seat, and there's somebody sitting there, and all these kids are different.
And they're all staring at you. And the teacher would never say anything. A lot of times, they just keep going. They don't want to disrupt your class, because it's so fucking teachers always think their shit is so important.
You know what's interesting, speaking of school? That phenomenon of everyone... This is in college. Everyone giving themselves an assigned seat.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that weird?
That's like, human nature.
Yeah, it's like, first day of class, it's a fucking college. You sit wherever the fuck you want. But everyone who sits in a seat that first day, for the rest of the semester, you will sit in that fucking seat.
Dude, it's the same way at parking lots at works.
And and every once in a while, someone will, like, change things up, and then someone will come in and be like, what the fuck? Dude's in my seat. It's utter confusion. It's so funny how that works. It's like, look, there's no fucking assigned seats, dude. Sit wherever the fuck you want. But if someone's in your seat, like, I'm thrown.
Yeah, but at my work, everyone parks in the same spot.
Yeah, I pass by your work parking lot sometimes, and I see, look, there he is, same spot again.
Yeah, I don't choose it. It's just that's all that's left.
I don't choose my spot. My spot chooses me.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The one day I was leaving work, there was like a party going on, but it wasn't people I worked with. I don't know what was going on. I'm like, should I kick these people out? I don't know who they are, why they're here.
Wait, a party in the parking lot?
Well, no, I heard people like talking in some room, and I didn't recognize any of the voices. I didn't recognize any of the cars. And I go in the parking lot, some guy pulls in, and then he's looking in the dumpster. I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, I'm leaving.
It's a garbage party.
I'm out of here, man.
Ooh, dumpster divers. You hear about that. Those people, and then they, you know, that's how they live. They just go through dumpsters, and they have, like, jobs and shit, but I don't know, they went green or something?
Yeah. Well, you can find
some good... You ever see those documentaries?
Some dumpsters you can find good, like, ones that don't have food stuff, you can find some good stuff in.
I was watching this documentary, and they would get food, too. They would go to, like, supermarket dumpsters, and, you know, they'd say, like, listen, they throw away perfectly good stuff. Like, some parts of it might be rotten, but not all of it. You just cut away the rotten stuff, and the food is perfectly fine, and we don't want to waste any food. You're like, fruit, meat, you know, like, we pick good stuff.
It's like, I saw a show called Extreme Cheapskates, and the first lady, she was having her daughter's fiancé's family over for Christmas, but she's such a cheapskate. So what she did was, instead of making a turkey, she got, like, chicken, like, cheap chicken cutlets from, like, they were already expiring, and ground turkey, and she, like, created this turkey-looking meat thing that looked like a turkey but really wasn't. And instead of, like, buying a Christmas tree because they were $250 in Arizona, she'd go to the Christmas tree place and just pick up branches that they cut and ask for sawdust.
You know, the thing is, though, for all the work you're putting into not spending money, you might as well spend the fucking money.
Instead of Christmas lights, she'd put, like, colored saran wrap in the windows so it just, like, filter in, like, some colors.
I mean, it's creative, but like I said, you're putting so much time and effort into that. They're like, it's cheaper, really, just to fucking, you know, splurge.
This other one, she got invited to a bunch of... They'd have their Christmas party after Christmas, so all the parties she went to before Christmas, she'd, like, sneak away with some food, like, its food tray, and then just freeze it for her party.
Listen, if you're that fucking cheap, don't have fucking parties.
Exactly.
Like, why would you have a party knowing that you're not going to buy shit for it?
I don't know.
Doesn't make any sense.
You know, speaking of work, I've noticed that at work, every day someone mentions what fucking day it is. Like, that's a thing.
Well, it's Tuesday. Yeah, it's like, well, it's Wednesday.
Yeah, Monday's for you. Tuesday. Hey, you know what? Tomorrow's Friday.
Like, listen, I know what fucking day it is, man. I don't need a countdown. I'll figure it out.
I kind of want to find a job where the days don't matter like that.
What day is it? I don't know.
No, it's like...
You've been trapped here for
weeks. I don't like the fucking same shit. Like, a year ago was the same fucking thing. Like, I get to work at 9 o'clock, I leave at 5.
You know, well, the day doesn't matter then.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same thing every day. Like, I want a job where it changes. Like, you're going somewhere else, you're traveling here, you're traveling there. Like, I don't like this whole, like, same work every day, same people say the same bullshit things.
And most people repeat the same shit over and over again.
Dude, this one
like,
guy...
you'll hear the same story.
This guy...
It's like, dude, you don't know you've been saying the same fucking story all year?
This guy, he says these cliche things, and he says it with such, like, confidence, like, he created...
Such conviction.
Yeah, he's like, I told you, I'd have to kill you. That's one of them
he does. Are you threatening me, motherfucker?
And the other one he does, you can't... What did you say? You can't teach stupid or something like that.
Why are you teaching people to be stupid?
No, what did you say? You can't... What is that saying that I'm trying to think of?
I'm teaching a class on stupid this year at the college, if you want to come by.
What am I looking for? There was some saying...
It's can't cure stupid?
No. I thought it was like you can't teach stupid.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know what he said. Something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, another one he says a lot is, no jury would convict me.
Apparently, what?
Killing what are you everyone, doing? Killing people, like, because they're annoying, I guess.
Does he specify murder? Because, I mean, any crime.
Well, I think that's what he means.
Okay. I mean... Because
people, you know, people
are... He might be talking about other
people
things.
People are such dumbasses.
All right. I mean, there's other crimes.
He says it all day long. He loves it.
Yeah, that cliche stuff really gets me.
Dude, the other day...
Have a fucking imagination.
The other day, a guy goes, having fun? And I wanted to go, what goes through your mind? Are you saying it ironically? Or...
Oh, wait. Or having fun yet?
Are you saying it to be an asshole? Or is that you... Like, are you thinking, oh my God, this is going to be a good one. Because he's not having funny fun at all because he's at work. Are you having fun? Get it? Because there's no way you're having fun because you're at work.
Hey. Working hard or hardly working. Yeah, people do that, and I don't fucking get it.
I want to stop. Like, wait a second. Do you honestly think that no one's ever said that before?
I'm like, you know that.
You think I'm getting home and telling my wife, like, listen, hon, you're not gonna believe this. This guy today at work, he asked me if I was having fun, and it was perfectly clear I was having no fun at all. And she's like, oh yeah, and she's got to call her girlfriend. Like, get this. When he was at work today, does he think that's what's gonna happen, or I'm gonna think he's a dumbass? Which one?
I don't know. Too hard to figure.
Well,
I mean, you know what? I'd like to come up with my own sayings.
Something yeah, you're clever. A fucking piece of shit. That's what I say to people. Hey, fuck you.
That's Mike for him. That's a saying, man.
You know what? I like those relationships where he's like, you're friends with a guy and you would just give each other insults all the time. Like, hey, you fucking asshole. Shut the fuck up, man. I'm going to kill you. You know, that's just like, that's your like thing. That'd be funny.
I don't know, I guess, to some extent.
It's like bands, they give the finger to their crowd, it's like, you know, their thing. I go to concerts where everyone's just like giving each other the finger. But it's like...
Yeah, I mean, I have no problem
with that. It's a loving finger.
I love you, Finger. Yeah, no, yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
You don't like it?
It's okay. I don't know. I'd rather just not say anything. Can we just do that?
I guess.
We all just nod. I like to give everyone a knowing nod.
Yeah, well...
Mm?
Yeah, people don't see your nod. They think you're weird if you do that.
What, nod?
You have to speak, too.
Ah, man. I
just, you know, like, that people think the nod is weird.
I know, but like, I don't want to say anything to you.
Well, then you just say, I don't want to say anything to you.
I'm talking to you because I'm kind of obligated, but I don't want to say anything, so that's it.
See you later. How's it going? Please don't answer my question because I really don't give a fuck. That's what people should say. Hey, what have you been up to? Don't answer because I really don't give a fuck. I don't care where you work. I don't care what you do at work. I don't care
what your kids are doing.
I don't care if your kid got a great job, if your wife's dead, of cancer. I don't give a fuck.
Technically, I'm just making conversation, but not really because I don't want to have a conversation.
Can we just move our mouths and make it look like we're having a conversation so I seem normal?
Ooh,
here?
Like at the end of the news, how they just kind of like either they'll say gibberish or they'll just like, you know, move what? Their mouths.
Next time I go to a party, I'm going to go up to someone like, hey, can we just sit here and pretend we're talking to each other? Because I'm really bad at small talk and I really don't give a shit about anybody, but I don't really seem weird sitting over in the corner by myself. Can we do that? Is that okay?
Hey, asshole, why'd you come to a party then?
Well, I don't know, but this is working. Keep it up. This is really going really well.
Working.
Everyone thinks we're having a conversation right now. Laugh at my joke.
Everyone's loving it now. Everyone's loving it. Loving
Let's
you.
Let's shake hands.
You're having a business deal? Let's shake on it.
Good afternoon.
Yes. If you'd like to shake on me, go to hotshotwizkids.com. I don't know what that means. Nothing, really.
Shake it off. Shake it off.
Is that a song?
You know the song. Come on.
Who sings that? Halle Berry?
Come on, idiot. That song is on right now.
Are you playing it?
I think the government beams it into our brains now.
Like, yeah, I can't. Swift. Oh, yeah. I couldn't think of her name. Anyway, something like that. Anyway. Hotshotwizkids.com. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. What?